We still have more to bring you. Just wait and see.
More news, more songs to sing you. More comedy.
This is Monitor. I'm Jack Haskell. Keith Jackson has the latest word on today's results in auto racing, plus other developments. We'll hear from him later this half hour. About 4 minutes from now, Bob Considine with some personal memories of the late Martin Luther King. The Paul Murriott hit, the Claudine Longer way, Love is Blue. Results are in from this year's Mobile Economy Run, and for the second year in a row, the United States Auto Club certifies that Barracuda is the winner of Class B. Over a cross-country distance of more than 2,200 miles, Plymouth's family sports car beat out all compact V8 entries with an average of 20.01 miles per gallon, and that was at an average speed of more than 55 miles per hour. What's more, a 68 Chrysler New Yorker has just taken first in Class G for luxury cars. The New Yorker's average was 17.1 miles per gallon, again at a speed of more than 55 miles per hour. And that Chrysler was no stripped-down version either. It had a 440 cubic inch engine, automatic transmission, air conditioning, power stakes, power steering, and power brakes. And if you want an economical car, and who doesn't, see your Chrysler Plymouth dealer. On the line with Bob Considine, presented by Mutual of Omaha, the company that pays.
The bullet that killed Martin Luther King was not unexpected. He had lived for more than a decade with the knowledge that some hate-crazed assassin would eventually do him in. He once let me see some of the mail he received. The filing cabinet dripped with venom. I'll be back with more on the martyred crusader after this. What does it mean to someone who works for a living to have health insurance that pays? Here's the answer from Mutual of Omaha.
Doctors, lawyers, merchants too. People in all types of business who work for themselves can depend on Mutual of Omaha paycheck protection when sickness or accident interrupts their income. When your income depends on you and not a company paycheck, how do you pay your bills and living expenses if you're sick or hurt? With paycheck protection from Mutual of Omaha, it can pay you a monthly check for as long as you're disabled, even for life. Tax-free cash to spend as you choose to keep the home and family going. So, whether you're a doctor, lawyer, or anyone who works for a living, see your local Mutual of Omaha man for paycheck protection. Mutual of Omaha, the company that pays.
Martin Luther King used to keep all threatening letters, telegrams, and postcards in a file case labeled adverse. It was an understatement that caused him to chuckle when he gave me permission to read some of that correspondence. The very first letter I picked out was from Indianapolis, and it read as follows. If President Lincoln had not been assassinated, the 20 million Negroes, all filthy, would be in Africa where God intended you to be. You wouldn't be going up and down this country trying to get everything integrated. You are the most unprincipled nigger I ever heard of. And the surprising thing is that some hot-headed southerner hasn't shot you to death. Unquote. There were worse letters than that one in Martin Luther King's files. Crosses had been burned on his lawn by Ku Kluxers. Bombs had been thrown at his house. And once, while he and his family were providentially visiting a neighbor, his home was raked by machine gun fire. At the time I was doing the articles on him, back in August of 62, he had been imprisoned 12 times. During one of those stays in prison, he wrote a sermon which best expressed his doctrine of nonviolence. He never delivered it, by the way, but he let me have a copy of it, and here are some of the excerpts from it. Probably no admonition of Jesus has been more difficult to follow than the command to love thine enemies, Dr. King wrote. We must develop and maintain the capacity to forgive, Dr. King's unspoken sermon continued. He who is devoid of the power to forgive is devoid of the power to love. There is some good in the worst of us and some evil in the best of us. When we discover this, we will be less liable to hate our enemies. If we will but look beneath the surface, beneath the impulsive evil deed, we will see within our enemy neighbor a quality of goodness that will cause us to know that the viciousness and evilness of his acts are not quite representative of all that he is. Our shoulders have been burdened down with the ugly weight of discrimination. Forced to live with these shameful conditions, we are so often tempted to become bitter and retaliate with responding hate. But if this happens, Dr. King warned, the new order which we seek to establish will be nothing but a duplicate of the old order. We must have the strength and humility to meet hate with love. I wonder if Dr. King's murderer knows that he's forgiven. This is Bob Considine for Monitor, and now this final word from Mutual of Omaha. What does it mean to have health insurance that pays? Well, here's what Bascom Noel of Churchill, Tennessee told us.
Since 1960, Mutual of Omaha has paid benefits to the Noel family on 52 separate occasions. I know Mutual of Omaha will stand behind you when you need it.
Learn how you can have a lifetime of health insurance protection with its special tax advantages. Call your Mutual of Omaha man. There's only one Mutual of Omaha. The company that pays.
Listen next weekend when On the Line with Bob Considine will again be presented by Mutual of Omaha and its life insurance affiliate, United of Omaha. You're on the Monitor Beacon.
Hi, Monitor fans. This is Rona Martin. Hey, what should I do? I swallowed my pen.
Use your pencil.
Very interesting. From those two NBC TV laugh-in stars, we take you directly to Sergio Mendez and Brazil 66.
What will you do if I sang out of tune?
Just stand up and look at me.
Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing out of key.
Oh, I get by with the help from my friends.
Oh, I get high with the help from my friends.
Vacation. Why not make the most of every minute? How? Fly. Get away from it all on United Airlines. You save one-third of your wife's fare, two-thirds on every child's, and you can charge it. Vacation time flies so fast, shouldn't you?
Fly the friendly skies of United.
Following his very successful duets with Nancy Sinatra, Lee Hazlewood, composer and singer, solos on his latest, Rainbow Woman.
I saw her reflection in the shadow of the sun, listening to the cadence of the dying drummer's drum. She knew I was coming nearer. She said no, but I did not hear her. Rainbow woman, rainbow, rainbow woman, woman, rainbow woman. When I heard her laughter, I was more than some surprised. Smile was sadness, there was laughter.
pause of 6 seconds now while we switch to Los Angeles for Monitor's auto racing feature, World of Wheels, with Keith Jackson.
Hello, everybody. Keith Jackson with Wynn's World of Wheels, brought to you by Wynn's famous friction proofing, Wynn's new charge, and the thousands of dealers who feature the entire family of Wynn's products that keep your car going strong. Motor racing lost one of its most remarkable competitors today, the Flying Scot Jimmy Clark, killed when his Lotus Ford race car veered off a road course, smashed into a tree at an estimated 175 miles an hour. The accident came during a Formula 2 race near Hockenheim, West Germany, a course that Clark knew well. Chris Amon, driving some 200 yards behind Clark when the accident occurred, said it appeared something happened to the car, for it suddenly bolted the road. It'll be hard to determine just exactly what did happen. The vehicle struck with such force, it was torn into pieces. Jim Clark, in just 32 years, had become a legend in auto racing, earning the respect of every man who competed against him. Men like Dan Gurney, who tells me,
on the rare occasions when someone could best him, for one reason or another, it was a source of great satisfaction. But everyone accepted him as being the best. However, they didn't. That made him that much more of the one to beat.
Earlier this year, Dan Gurney drove against Jimmy Clark in South Africa. They had jousted on many occasions in many different nations. He comments on Clark's attitude and performance on the racetrack.
I think that there wasn't anything halfway about him at all. If either he was going to drive and do his utmost, do his best, or else he wasn't running. So whenever he climbed into a car, he was doing the best he possibly could.
And there is a great deal of valor in that kind of behavior in any endeavor. Does a professional racing man worry consciously about the kind of moment that took Jim Clark today? Let Dan Gurney say it.
Oh, I think they do. you don't have much control over what thoughts enter your mind. And these things certainly do. Of course, when something like this happens, why, obviously, you're much more aware of the fact that it does happen. Well, I don't know, I'm just shocked.
Jean-Pierre Beltoise of France won today's race in West Germany, but we'll all remember it as the day that automobile racing lost one of the best, Jim Clark. At Brands Hatch, England, Belgium's Jackie X, driving a Ford GT40, fought off a Porsche challenge for victory. Ludovico Scarpiati closing on X in the final stages of the Brands Hatch race, but the Belgian held on, averaging just a fraction less than 96 miles an hour, 4 to 575 miles. Southern California has a unique new driving school where you can learn the art of defensive driving on today's high-speed highways. The only difference is you learn on a racetrack instead of the street, and you learn from professional race drivers instead of driving instructors. The head of this school is none other than Bob Bondurant, one of that exclusive nucleus of men known as Grand Prix drivers. But Bob Bondurant certainly knows how to get the most out of a car. That's why he uses Wynn's charge in all the cars at his school. Bob's cars need total power, because here you can learn everything from Grand Prix driving to dune buggy driving. You can learn road racing techniques from professionals. Become more proficient with four-wheel drive. Learn how to get off the line fast and hold it straight drag racing. These are just some of the things you learn at Bob Bondurant School of High Performance Driving at the Orange County International Raceway in Southern California. Another thing you'll learn is that Wynn's Charge really works. Ask the man to add a can of Wynn's Charge next time you get gas or service. It keeps your car going strong. Third race of the year for USAC Championship points this afternoon, Phoenix, Arizona. J.C. Agajanian on the phone with us from the Phoenix track. Go ahead, Aggie.
Bobby Unser won the 150-mile Jimmy Brown Memorial Race here at Phoenix today. Lloyd Ruby was second, Mel Kenyon third. The time for the 150-mile race was 1 minute 29.09 seconds. An hour, rather, than 29 minutes, pardon me. 1 hour and 29 minutes. The purse hasn't been figured to the penny, but it's right around $30,000.
And it was a capacity crowd. And that wraps it for this edition of Wynn's World of Wheels, brought to you by Wynn's famous friction proofing, Wynn's new charge, and the entire family of Wynn's products that keep your car going strong. Ask for them by name, wherever you get gas or service. This is Keith Jackson in Los Angeles, reporting for Monitor Sports.
World of Wheels is heard every Saturday and Sunday evening on Monitor. Auto racing fans should also hear Sport of Speed, another regular feature, every weekend on Monitor.
Stay right here on NBC.
Made Easter reservations?
Easter reservations?
Call your FTD florist and make Easter flower reservations now.
Hugo Montenegro's orchestra and the good, the bad, and the ugly. And that doesn't seem to leave many folks out, does it? People, events, national and worldwide datelines. That's next on NBC Monitor News on the Hour. So stay tuned. Jack Haskell here.
Don't go away, there's more to come. More to interest everyone. Just stay tuned, we'll be back soon.